Blog Talk Radio.
Whoop, to all my motherfucking jugglers listening right now. Juggling around the region.
Bringing Douglas River gold, spinning for the wickedness. I'm living bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness of witches and the zombies leaking off your dick. We twisted in sadistic motherfucker, now we spin the shit. Bringing Douglas River gold, spinning for the wickedness. I'm living bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness of witches and the zombies leaking off your dick. We twisted in sadistic motherfucker, now we spin the shit.
Yo, motherfucker, going hard, correct shit, my shit's raw, no protection. This KR, bitch, we be worldwide. We be going nowhere, so just enjoy the ride. The world's just laying there, boys, for the day.
Spitting off the wickedness, they keep it realistic. Then I see these girls, I'm throwing pisses. Horror is losing it, I'm trying to spread the message. To more in its finest form, it's off the fucking rain. I get mad through rainstorms, flashing up and dropping long term. I promise we're doing nothing, watch me fucking fuck on any type of fucking repercussions. Wickedness of witches, with the wicked shit, we getting wicked wishes. No predictions, how the fuck we be living here at top of the can. With the darkness flow, strictly spitting wicked shit for my juggalo. Representing for myself, coming up real self. Fucking with me, it's bad for your health. You should already know that's my shit that you heard. You never fucking learned, it's a verbal fucking burn. I'm spitting wicked shit with a hint of black magic. Ride a fucking radio, yeah, what up, Havoc?
Havoc and Ghetto G, what a good mix.
What up, Havoc?
We always keep it real, y'all folks be faking. We bringing that wicked shit to your ear holes. Chains on style, we consuming all them souls. I'm a cocky motherfucker, you can call me Kanye. Circle the ride of radio, you know where the talent stay. Always on the phone in the middle of the night. If you hating, bitch, well, we can fucking fight. We draw no men with the legs in our picks.
Bringing darkness where I go, spitting for the wickedness. I'm living bitches wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness of witches and the zombies thinking of your dick. We twisting in sadistic motherfucker, now we spin the shit. Bringing darkness where I go, spitting for the wickedness. I'm living bitches wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness of witches and the zombies thinking of your dick. We twisting in sadistic motherfucker, now we spin the shit.
Spinning that shit that's harder than the devil. So turn the fuck in, bitch, get on our level.
Yo, what's good, motherfuckers? Welcome to Juggalo Rider Radio, where even the wicked keep it fresh. I'm your host, Havoc. Your co-host, Gil G, will join us whenever he gets here.
We had a caller, but,
you know, they left.
So I guess we'll just move on to a track.
So I said we go with some motherfucking Seth's Crew. Of course, all of code name Eagle Stripper. This is track number 14. Well, we got 318 with us.
318,
what's up,
Havoc?
Hey, what's up?
What is? Let's go, motherfucker. You forgot about me already?
Well, you know, kind of forgot the number.
Yeah.
So, what up?
Not much. I missed your ass.
Still trying to remember you. It's been a long time since I don't know.
Where's my fucking Chrissy Poo at?
Who?
Chris.
Oh, that faggot. We fired his ass.
What? Hell no.
We fired his ass.
What'd he do?
He didn't do shit. He didn't promote. He didn't fucking show up for his own interviews that he set up.
Oh. Wow.
And let's,
yeah.
He also kept asking fucking female listeners for nudes.
Yeah.
So, I fired his ass.
Where's Fat Ass?
Oh, Ghetto, he'll be here.
Oh, he's still here? Oh, Lord.
Well, he is my co-host, after all.
Shit, I was and your fucking spammer on Facebook.
Wait, what?
So that was your fucking spammer on Facebook.
Ah. But
yeah.
I know I think I'm going to go to another track because kind of watching SummerSlam at the moment, too.
So here we go with Hope featuring Burns. I think the person's name. Don't clue, but here we go.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Feel good, fucker. You know? I'm full of hope. I'm full of hope. You know? Yeah. Choke bitch ass. I'm full of hope, yes, truer than a motherfucker. I'm full of smoke, yes, cooler than a motherfucker. Flying through the midi, the most hated in my city. Couldn't give a bloody fuck, look up, I keep these villains with me. If a hater marks a hickey, I'm a target, come and stick me. I can pick a chick apart, so if she starts to acting picky, I'll be rolling up that sticky while I'm throwing up them deuces. Just a slave to the rhythm, neck inside of seven nooses. I ain't calling him a racist, if you thought so, use a dummy. Death is chasing me while I pursue this money, kinda funny. It's a sunny day in Killer City, if you feel it, split a Philly. Skip it, you can feel it with me. That's about to kill it, really. Let somebody write for me, use a comedian, silly. Wayne signed a Sony, homie. We are not Milli Vanilli. You were not ready, steady. The flow of your energy. Put O'Shea in that KCP, pop the top on that Hennessy.
Yeah. Nobody's knocking, I can chill, got me feeling good. Birds chirping, sunshine, it got me feeling good. I'm riding with the windows down, got me feeling good. My city ill, can't nothing stop me from feeling good. Y'all got me feeling good. These birds chirping, sunshine, and got me feeling good. I'm riding with the windows down, got me feeling good. That's how I feel, can't nothing stop me from feeling good. I'm about to take what's mine, I'ma let them take it easy. Take your time, I'll give you space and take your place on TV. It's give and take, I'm chasing cheese, but that don't make me greedy. If you don't give a fuck, they'll rape you and then take it freely. Let's celebrate graffiti, fuck it, elevate the needy. If only it was that simple to sell a crate of CDs. Let's keep it relevant, how well equipped am I? They debate the creation of my intelligent design. I tried to tell them, but they didn't listen. It's tougher to sit in prison than deal with reality and big decisions. Bottle your instinct and slept on intuition. The reason I'm Stevie Wonder about your depth of inner vision. My dreams manifest as divination. I'm overwhelmed with possibility. You're stressed about your limitations. It's all about the mind state you stay in. If you don't like it, change the situation. Yeah, nobody's knocking, I can chill, got me feeling good. Birds chirping, sunshine, it got me feeling good. I'm riding with the windows down, got me feeling good. My city ill, can't nothing stop me from feeling good. Y'all got me feeling good. These birds chirping, sunshine, it got me feeling good. I'm riding with the windows down, got me feeling good. That's how I feel, can't nothing stop me from feeling good.
Yeah. We hope push is dispensing the most dangerous drug. Trying to give you that pure with each batch we cut up. The heart pumps to a beat, that's why we trap over drums. A little product we got until the shipments are done. You wanna purchase? Mayday and Sessa got about a pound, you heard this? Your whiskey glass half empty, well fuck a service. Better call your bartender till your throat starts hurting and chest burning. This shit's working. Riding down the district, causing nothing but mischief. Face so heavy, you flinching, just to get some attention from girls in every direction. Thinking the future's ours, had a bottle of instant, just to sell it to y'all. An enemy of the system for putting it in your system. Yeah, it's stranger than fiction, still we cutting it raw. Our product flooding the streets and it's starting to float abroad.
Yeah, nobody's knocking, I can chill, got me feeling good. Birds chirping, sunshine, it got me feeling good. I'm riding with the windows down, got me feeling good. My city's ill, can't nothing stop me from feeling good. Y'all got me feeling good. These birds chirping, sunshine, and got me feeling good. I'm riding with the windows down, got me feeling good. That's how I feel, can't nothing stop me from feeling good.
And we're back, and the WWE has a brand new WWE champion, Brock Lesnar. The reign of Cena has finally come to an end. It's about fucking time. But I swear, if they make Cena fucking beat him, become a 16-time champion, I'm gonna be pissed. Angel Man, what do you think? Brock Lesnar, the new champion. Let's see, we've had three fucking titles change hands tonight at SummerSlam. You had Dolph Ziggler, who beat The Miz, his faggot ass, for the Intercontinental Champion. Then you had Paige, who beat, of course, AJ Lee for the Divas title. And then Brock Lesnar beats John Cena. Now, I don't know if this means they're going to have Seth Rollins be stupid enough to cash in his fucking contract against Brock Lesnar. But if he's smart, he'll just throw that shit away instead of killing himself. Then again, I kind of wouldn't mind seeing Brock Lesnar absolutely destroy Seth Rollins as well. But that's just me. I can't stand Seth Rollins. I can't stand fucking John Cena. So,
Undertaker.
Undertaker lost already. Undertaker's dead.
Well, done.
Yeah, well, the streak is dead. Thanks to Brock Lesnar. So, Undertaker's officially retired. He won't be coming back for any more WrestleManias. Hopefully.
I guess so. He lost his last fight. He lost his streak.
Exactly. Which means he won't be coming back. Which is good. Now if only Hulk Hogan and Ric Flair and all those other fucking old faggoty bitches would stop showing the back up, we'd all be happy.
Ric Flair's
very upset
with Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, Flair keeps coming back every fucking month. Why, we don't know.
What?
And Hulk Hogan keeps coming back.
Well, it was his birthday, of course, but I don't see why that'd be a reason for him to come back, but yeah. I fucking pinned your post, and I'm trying to, like, fucking pin mine. I'm like, why the fuck is it not pending? Damn you, Havoc!
I don't know.
Yeah, I told motherfuckers, I said, get the fuck on, because they be complaining about wanting to hear my voice and shit. So I'm like, well, look, you want to fucking get on somewhere, get on this shit.
But, let's see, Brie Bella lost her match. Kind of a shocker. But fucking Stephanie can't wrestle worth shit to save her life. But I said we go with some brand new Lotus. So here we go at 45 minutes.
They kill that vermin. Trapdoor dropped open, the rope snapped tight, but still he up there squirming. Alive, hanging in the heat. Hear him gasping, kick his feet. Mortified people screaming in fright, but the little kids think it's sweet.
I am the executioner, send him to Lucifer. I'm from with the cross, call me the crucifer. Trip the damn pill. Body falls, kicking and dangles. The silent anatomy and strangles. The crowd roars, anticipates his doors. Thirsty for death and they want to see more. Shit's in the grove, time niggas don't. Sit the three watch, we'll take it dirt till he don't.
Please take his life. on his hood. The knot is tight and good. His arms are tied up behind his back. She'd kill him, someone should. His neck is stretching longer. The rope is that much stronger. His body sways in a gentle breeze. His sight is something somber.
His feet tangle and his throat gets tangled with a rope that strangles every bit of breath that slips out of his body until nothing's left. And I gotta be honest, I feel it in my chest. I'm a witness where the sickness who loves to watch him hang from a distance. Picked up swinging until they're all witless. 45 minutes at least, someone in this.
What kept him alive?
15 minutes.
For all those grueling minutes.
He's swinging and swinging.
The people did nothing but stare.
Blue in the sky.
30 minutes.
Fixated on his torture.
Be looking hella trippy. 15 less than a full whole 60 minutes of life. A silence of sight with two wrongs combined together in an effort to make things right. Riot inside the crowd soaked in violence. Everyone stands still like a bunch of stone giants. Looking down on him as he swings and sway. He will not die until the motherfuckers all go away.
He swings, swings, jerks, jerks. A vulture nearby lurks, lurks. As he spins up on that rope, we wonder if it hurts, hurts. Hear him gasp for breath, breath. His soul is fighting death, death. If he gives up and lets go, show's over, nothing's left, left.
McMahon's tits are starting to deflate after all those fucking surgeries, all those implants. But now we're moving on to dead celebrity status.
Four spoons of pain. While they hide, we dance in the rain. We are not perfect. We are not glamorous. We are not Hiltons. We are not Kardashians. We are anti-gag with our hands tied tight around our backs while Bush formed Iraq. When Obama killed Osama, we refuse to clap because America's a terrorist too. It's a fact. We are filthy poor, the opposite of Jersey Shore. So fuck Snooki and a stylist. We are not commodities. We are bleeding hearts. Trapped inside the middle of these circling sharks. We are the apocalypse standing in the dark. Where bright lights and fame are the opposite of art. So clap for the anonymous, cheer for the unlikely. Let the fucking world know who you might be.
We are
in the Maryland Manson, screaming fuck the world like it's a national anthem. We are not popular, we are not praised. We are not 50s, we are not Kanye. We are icons without the glamour of glitz. Like Heidi from the hills in a plastic fist. So while the president fucks you, the rich get rich and try to paint me as an anarchist. 666. You made me a demon, so I'm aiming and squeezing and enjoying the pain and the bleeding. Fuck the prom queen, fuck being beautiful. We are not low hands, we are the unusual.
The undisputable history.
tried to. Flyer than a pilot, but never had a sky view. Bottom floor poor with a knack for being lied to. Painted face wasteland, the opposite of Graceland.
Singing in a symphony of silence, defiance. Sleeping with the wolves and dancing with the lions. Inner city riots, burning down the tyrants. Juggalos and misfits, tackling the giants.
So let's get it, on, on. Spit it, spit it.
Get on me. player and cassette tape. By 95, my life was frustrated, so I developed my mentals and let the funk be created. Then I hit the stage with my homie Blaze, thugging for life. City to city tours under the lights, straight out of Detroit, grinding warrior, baby. I ain't never gonna stop, my heat's never on safety. This is psychopathic, bitch boy, and we so sweet. What you know about the label running under the streets? This be anybody killer, homie, like me or not. Over 100,000 sold, bitch, with one pop.
It's time to play some Britney Spears.
Take that and stand from afar. sand.
Only on Juggalo Rider Ray would you ever hear Britney Spears. Sounds so good. Now I think it's time to go with my boy Vect. This is off of Portrait of a Villain, Side 1. This is Sid Rowe.
You don't know what the fuck you talking about.
Bitch, get out of my face. Shit, you don't know what the fuck you talking about.
Speak the truth, or we can duke. Thinking through defeating you, eating through feeding tubes. Hey, so be it, dude. You private dick around my business, then I'll close the case. Club to your brain, wake up molding and tape. Fucking deranged is what so many say. Call a torturous waste like a hold in a rape. Hold in your face while I'm boning away like a tornado. I'ma blow you away. This a whole different game and I'm a new player, man. That bitch that talks a lot of shit, she knows I hate her ass. Fuck relationships, you weak ass can have them. Had my heart slaughtered as a hopeless romantic. You got the prize the size of a basketball court. Potato on my gun, I'm mashing all yours. Pen to the pad, I stepped in the stack. Get left in the bag, or left in the sand, or left in the trash. The man to this rap, the rest in the man, left breath in my lap. Back for revenge like air rage raven. I am a crow, not a raven. I'm like a bad doctor, I'm losing all my patience. Thought I'd forget, but I remember like an elephant. I no longer give a single fuck like I'm celibate. My eyes emulating crimson red to bright yellow. The beast is awake, he's a frightening fellow. Rocking Adidas all day, I drew about sex. Don't feel insulted if you hear that bitch call you Vex. She says I fuck like a champ, ESPN. Start shit with me then, I'll bring the end. Words of darkness in the harvest, what I cultivate for you. Sweating in the Nile, saying none of it is true. Murder ride, contemplating on the niggas who betrayed me. Suicidal for many years,
most definitely lately.
Black priest outfit, church of the infection. Livers coming at you like cars at intersections. You fake MCs can't fool me, man. I'll bust through your crib like Kool-Aid, man. Oh, yeah. Middle finger up, call it a bird in the sky. Buzz like Toy Story, but I need to get high. Got my ounce of weed, it'll be a nice weekend. Call it forest of green, I'm a happy tree friend. On that sudden fatal cut, that's brought right in your guts. I'm like a slut, I give no fuck. Throw shit talkers in the trunk. Smacking injure you up, letting the music bump. In the desert you dump, I super soaker you up. Put you down in the ground like a sick dog. I gave you gun claps, call them rounds of applause.
Few people on this planet know what it is to be truly despised.
Introduce a little anarchy. Upset the established order. Everything becomes chaos. Oh, and you know the thing about chaos? It's fear.
I'm a bust of day's lips, you can suck the day's dick. School you on the basics, I'm Professor Stacy. Higher than a spaceship, I'm lost in a day's bitch. Big blunts, I take it, so hard I break shit. The facts of this, I'm blasphemous and smashing shit. Catastrophic, you act a bitch, I'm slapping with that pack to fit so hazardous. Like accidents, get smashed to bits, some savage shit. Pour half and sip, I'm laughing bitch, you're out and gone like a banished ship. I try to speak to the world like aliens, but they don't get it. I'm like amnesia, it's important, but you can forget it. They try to lecture me, yeah fuck you, I got more to sin. I'm hitting skins with my stick like Joey Jordison. Playing bitches like a game on the court of sins. Try to take my credit, I'll take you like abortionist. Evil has its righteous time on what is depending. You're like a lawyer, you don't really know what you're defending. I'm throwing a curse, enjoy the gothic burn. The self-righteous are disease, I have the darkest cure. Reaching with the beating at the same time I'm whistling. No excuses, I'm like God, bitch, I'm not listening. Get more haters than fans, I keep at it regardless. Eat them to their bones, throw them in the garbage. I can toss you, call you flapjacks. You'll be on your back fast in a trash cable suit. Who's the last man? You'll feel my wrath, damn, over like a last dance. It's hilarious to me, so call this the last laugh. Rockin' black and chains like a Rottweiler dog. I got the crowd hopping like I'm chasing a frog. You don't know what I'm saying, like T9 texting. You're invited to the wickedness, be my guest. Then carving words like, kill me, bitch, into my flesh.
cause I'm deserving of death. Hold your grudge in your breath.
Serenity in darkness, crisis is a feeling. Serenity in darkness, crisis is a feeling. Serenity in darkness, crisis is a feeling. Serenity in darkness, crisis is a feeling.
Which is your new name?
Dancing is forbidden.
You shut up! Just turn on the machine!
Someone wants to get raped again.
Someone wants a knife fight. Someone I'm looking at.
Parser, butthole. You talking to me here?
No, not anymore.
We're done talking.
You earned the right to kill.
Well, I'm sure glad that wasn't blood. I would have been mother offended out of my ass.
Me too, you mother suck.
Yes?
Yeah, okay. Just help me roll this into the garage.
Why don't you help me suck it?
Shake, how you feeling?
Well, you know, I'd feel better if you shut the hell up while this is on.
Go ahead and move it, mama.
Yeah.
I'm down to see you shake it.
Yeah.
I live for money, honey.
Yeah.
You make me wanna make
Come
it.
On.
I give a bloody fuck about if you got a couple rolls. I cut a line, you cut a rug. Go ahead and touch your toes. And now we up in here, acting like some fucking clowns. Tipping while we tipping, about to order up another round. Spark it up to burn it down. Ain't nobody turning down. Yo, bitch looking at me like I'm lunch the table, turning round. W-A-B-Y, making T-Y, I be fastin'. The party go hard, be waking up, don't know what happened. From moody to laughing, too ready for action. Took another shot, sat down and watched that booty clapping. She doing a bad bend, straight out of the matrix. Nothing short of impressive the way she moved them faces. Threatened like a slave, baby girl just wanna taste it. Cause she be the type of chick that I might wanna take with. No mama, no drama here, I'm comfy without a care. Right after we get it in, we gon' get up out of there. Wouldn't bother teasing, baby girl ain't tryna play with ya. 6 minutes is on and I got 7 words to say to ya. Got her feeling in the blank, like she feeling out the pain. Niggas holding up the wall like they don't know how to dance. Ain't nobody gets wavy the way we pregame it in advance. We saw Uncle Rico, we gon' stick them chicks up in the game.
Cause unfazed, sipping out of date. They tripping off main game, different nowadays. Stress all day, hit them with tip out place. They better drop down with me with the calibration.
Let the song play and yes I'm ready to bone. Flexing weapons, stretching, pressing till your epinephrine gone. Left impression on, it was second to give up at the dome. That's a known threat when tech was on next. I went to the metronome. Yeah. To the beat, for the week, for the peace I seek and I gotta go deep.
Yeah.
On the beach, gonna reach, a lot of peace I seek that I wanna go sleep.
Yeah.
I'm the samba, run upon the nana. Gun like mom made from ganja lasagna. Got your mind in disarray, just tripping off what a nigga said. Don't wanna make me get the cash, taking away when it is so bad. Left no life, we lose ya. Rockets, rifles, world guts, picking it, blowing, but be lit because you're biting no rules up. Better not an air square, nigga come and want some. Let her get your airfare, nigga, when the phone comes. He fucking with family, I seen red. Sorelli's rebucking, busting till everything dead. Off in my circle, everything red. Ballers building bars, you better bring bread. Whoever wanna see me need a ticket. All the bitches got inches for me to stick it, cause I'm wicked.
It's all unfazed, sipping out of date. They tripping off main game, different nowadays. All day, hit them with tip out of place. They better drop down with me with the calibrate, yeah.
You wanna play? Cool, I wanna play. I could come through and break it down any kind of way. Hulk mind state, radiate like gamma ray. All day with Speedy Gonzalez, say underlay. Say underlay, they like Lana Ray. They act tough, but they melt like Monterey. See how them rise and then fell like economy. Kanye West, welcome to my dark fantasy. I sacrifice rap crews, never qualitate. When I rip the beat, boy, I make no apology. Hot air, they blow like wind and they gone away. That y'all tolerate, I cannot accommodate. It's accommodate the way I dominate. Nominate me for the modern day monarchy. Say what you wanna say, if you wanna follow me. Know that the artistry pumps through my artery. Double low control, I'm so Sean Connery. In the game to gain my total autonomy. Say la da day, flow till the water break. Hand over your heart, then bow, namaste.
They think it's all unrated, sipping out of date. They tripping off main game, different nowadays. All day, hit them with tip out of place. They better drop down with me with the calibrate, yeah.
And we are back. And it is a birthday. It is the birthday of one of our very good homies, Miss Looney of the Hatchet Girls. So, if you're out there, Miss Looney, this is for you.
Everybody, it's clown time. Clown is here. Everybody sit around.
right here. Baggy the Clown has a present for everybody.
Your fucking present hanging next to my nuts. Now when I'm swinging on my hatchet, if they hit you with cuss, don't make me chop your head in half and smack the side with the cheek. Because I haven't had my mellow rolling almost a week. Your fucking mama brought me here to entertain your ass. So no matter what I'm doing, I expect it to last. Now when you see me do a trick, and even if it isn't funny, give me props. Unless you want your little necks bloody, I could probably do a cartwheel or something if you move the couch. But that ain't what I'm fucking about. I can sew your mouth shut and pump everything through your nose and fucking pop your head. But we get blood on our clothes. Look, I'm a wicked clown, I ain't no fucking superhero. Ain't that big and scary though, I'm fly like little Rey Mysterio. I'm quick to beat down all you little bitches right in front of your mom. And if the bitch gets heated, tell her bring it on.
And of course, the next fucking birthday track, just for Ms. Looney, is a little ghetto G for you. I'll be there to steal your birthday cake.
That's a big bitch. Bitches looking at me like a mistake. I'll be there to steal your birthday cake. Reinforce your floorboards so they don't break. Bitch, lose some weight for your own sake. Bitches looking at me like a mistake. I'll be there to steal your birthday cake. Reinforce your floorboards so they don't break. Bitch, lose some weight for your own sake. I know I'm a big dude, don't mean to be rude, but this bitch is looking like the marshmallow man. I tried fingering a bitch, but I lost my damn hand. This girl wanna suck on some dick like some binkies, trying to scarf them down like they some twinkies. Talking about where's the creamy fucking feeling. Can't you see, bitch, my dick that you're killing. Bitch always be talking, saying she the best.
You
fuck the rest. Bitch, you just obsessed, and you only look good from your face to your breast.
No,
I mean, look at you, you're fat as fuck. When you walk around, you waddle like a duck. Bitch brings a whole new mean to rock your world.
Yeah,
she tried to get it on, I felt the floor shake. I seen the ceiling break. Big ass bitch done caused an earthquake.
Oh no.
Bitches looking at me like a mistake. I'll be there to steal your birthday cake. Reinforce your floorboards so they don't break. Bitch, lose some weight for your own sake. Bitches looking at me like a mistake. I'll be there to steal your birthday cake. Reinforce your floorboards so they don't break. Bitch, lose some weight for your own sake.
Fat bitch be walking around in some tight clothes. What y'all think, get your fat nasty hoes. Y'all don't look sexy, I don't want you next to me. When your big ass thighs rub together makes sparks. Look at all your stretch marks, don't mean to be discreet. But when's the last time that you seen your feet? You're looking like Santa Claus with your big old belly. Bent under your roll, that'd be smelly. She up at your party, stealing all you take. Don't get in her way or your face you'll break. Fat girls will fuck anything with a dick. I say what I want, I know I'm a prick. How is it that I get hate from a fat girl? When the sight of her makes me wanna hurl. Bitch so ugly, looking like Umaga. I'ma shut up now while my witness is a saga.
Bitches looking at me like a mistake. I'll be there to steal your birthday cake. Reinforce your floorboards so they don't break. Bitch, lose some weight for your own sake. Bitches looking at me like a mistake. I'll be there to steal your birthday cake. Reinforce your floorboards so they don't break. Bitch, lose some weight for your own sake.
Bitch, get over here, she came running, man. She looks like a motherfucking stick. I close my eyes to make sure I can see clear. I look up to see the bitch was fucking eyeballing me. I wanted to see if you were going with me to this birthday party. And you should have seen her face, it was fucking priceless. It was like she was looking at a woman priceless. She got all excited and changed her clothes. Came out in her birthday suit and his clothes. I took two steaks and drove them in my eyes. I cannot believe what I seen between her thighs. It crossed my eyes, I fucking went crazy. It was a big fucking whole ass chicken hanging at her foot, so I said what the fuck yo. All she could say was I'm saving it for later, bro.
Bitches looking at me like a mistake. I'll be there to steal your birthday cake. Reinforce your floorboards so they don't break. Bitch, lose some weight for your own sake. Bitches looking at me like a mistake. I'll be there to steal your birthday cake. Reinforce your floorboards so they don't break. Bitch, lose some weight for your own sake. Bitches looking at me like a mistake. I'll be there to steal your birthday cake. Reinforce your floorboards so they don't break. Bitch, lose some weight for your own sake.
looking at me like a mistake. I'll be there to steal your birthday cake. Reinforce your floorboards so they don't break. Bitch, lose some weight for your own sake. Bitch is looking at me like a mistake. I'll be there to steal your birthday cake. Reinforce your floorboards so they don't break. Bitch, lose some weight for your own sake. Bitch is looking at me like a mistake. I'll be there to steal your birthday cake. Reinforce your floorboards so they don't break. Bitch, lose some weight for your own sake. Bitch is looking at me like a mistake. I'll be there to steal your birthday cake. Reinforce your floorboards so they don't break. Bitch, lose some weight for your own sake. Is looking at me like a mistake. I'll be there to steal your birthday cake. Reinforce your floorboards so they don't break. Bitch, lose some weight for your own sake. I'll be there to steal your birthday cake.
It's going down when I see you tonight, it's over for you.
And we're back. What's going on, Ghetto? So we have a new champion. Actually, three new champions.
We also got rubber duckies with Booker T hair.
Oh, man. But how about that, man? For the first time in a long time, at a pay-per-view, we had three titles change hands.
See that? It was an A-plus event, minus
yeah.
Roman Reigns winning.
And minus the fact that I couldn't tell if Stephanie McMahon was getting ready to be a dominatrix or a Catwoman.
Well, she said she was going to make her bitch, so dominatrix.
Yeah, man, she came out with the fucking, like, all that leather and shit.
So, she actually looked good.
I'm not complaining about that, I'm just saying. I couldn't tell if she was getting an audition for the role of Catwoman, be a dominatrix, or what?
Catwoman, I highly doubt that.
Man, I don't have that effect. All the old fucking people have been coming out the woodwork this week, man. We had annoying bitch last night, and then we had another annoying trip tonight.
Well, where is she?
I don't think you would have wanted to talk to this one.
And who was it?
Stalker.
Stalker? Tell that bitch to lose this number.
Yeah, she came out of nowhere.
I personally sent her a letter in the mail sealed with anthrax. Seriously, get that bitch out of here. She don't ever need to be here.
Yeah, she called in asking where Chris was. I was like, we fired his ass.
Why doesn't she know? She's probably the only person in the world that still talks to him.
Yeah, probably. Oh, man. This is funny.
Wow. Yeah, that bitch could just go away.
And I played even though she wasn't tuned in, I played a very special track just for Ms. Looney for her birthday.
Man, go to hell. She don't even get a happy birthday from me.
That's okay, because I'm pretty sure you would actually love the song that I played for her. I'll be there to steal your birthday cake.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, I forgot to mention, man. Congratulations. I'm making kids cry yesterday at the mall.
Brock Lesnar made kids cry today.
Yeah, well, no, but I mean the fact that because, you know, I was at the mall. And, I had my music blasting like I usually do. And the song that came up was Frosty the Zombie.
Wow, man. Can't even believe that's on a playlist.
Kids started crying. And the kids started fucking crying because of that song.
That's awesome.
And what's even better is the fact that it came on while I was in the middle of the food court.
Well, yeah, it's definitely quiet there.
Oh, no, because I, you know, like, I was walking through that way because I had to go to JCPenney through that way. And I'm just, like, walking past, like, all these kids, and all of a sudden that's the song that came on.
It's kind of funny because the other song, the Bad Dream song, is about walking through a mall shopping and then all of a sudden being attacked by zombies.
I'm just like, holy shit. It was fucking awesome.
Well, you could tell their parents to buy my Christmas album.
Man, I got so many dirty looks from the parents. It wasn't even funny. Well, actually, it kind of looked funny.
Well, you could have let them know they could download it for free off of Reverb Nation / Ghetto G, the Dead Body Pimp.
Well, when I go there Friday, I'll definitely do that.
That's funny that people actually paid attention to what you were listening to.
I get dirty looks from like all the fucking people like when I'm there because of the fact that I mean they bump in fucking We Don't Die by Twist about as all fuck. Or I'm bumping something that they don't like. Loud as fuck.
Well, it's probably everything that you listen to.
Yeah, pretty much.
That people aren't going to like.
Oh, man, this is fucking amazing.
So how do you think John Cena feels? His girlfriend turns heel before him, and he loses his title.
Yeah, seriously, right? I mean,
I'm talking boob jobs for everybody.
Oh, man.
How'd they get her to do that? What did they pay her? Man, I was like, man, they got her another boob job.
Man, I wasn't even expecting it. I don't think anybody expected that.
No, not at all.
But maybe now fucking John Cena will actually turn heel.
Yeah, the John Cena I'm going to be, I don't even like. So you became John Cena to just his true self. He can't wrestle. Can't do anything. Can't fight back. Get a German suplex fucking 16 times.
Man,
shout outs to the German announce table.
Yeah, seriously. What the fuck were they even there?
Does the witness Brock Lesnar do all them German suplexes?
Oh, bud. I bet you anything, fucking Cena's gonna show up on Raw tomorrow night with a black guy and all bruised.
But none of the damn tables broke.
Man, I mean, you know, like I thought they would have at least taken up the German announce table.
And why the hell was the original announce table all the way to the other side?
I don't know. And God damn it, Corporate Kane, you're an asshole.
JBL 999. I'm surprised that didn't start trending.
Nah, I am too. But God damn, man, that fucking lumberjack match wasn't surprisingly a good match until Kane got involved.
Yeah, what the hell was that?
I don't know, man. I mean, seriously, what the fuck was that bullshit?
Like, was there really any need for him to be there?
Well, he apparently came out to try to get the Lumberjacks to actually get him back into the ring.
That's probably the first time they've ever went and fought in the crowd during a Lumberjack match.
Yeah, it's funny because the Lumberjacks didn't even bother following him. Well, if they did, he would get their asses whooped by both of them.
Yeah, Kane probably should have just stayed out of that match.
Yeah, he should have. I mean, for folks' sake, Ambrose had that match won with the curb stomp.
Which which was kind of stupid.
And kind of reminds me of fucking the match between Taker, Angle, and The Rock at fucking Vengeance.
See, that must have been what he was watching today.
Now he probably was, because, I mean, shit, you had...
No, you.
No. I was actually at work today.
Okay, then yesterday you watched it.
Oh, I watched it on, what was it, Friday, maybe?
Had it been some time recent.
Yeah, because in that match you had The Rock who chokeslammed The Undertaker, and then fucking Angle delivered The Rock bottom to The Rock, and then Taker delivered the Angle slam, Angle slam to Kurt Angle.
Thought it was funny that Brock Lesnar was laughing at John Cena.
Well, he told him he was going to lose, and he lost.
He got in the match. He's like, I'm going to kill you. And then they kept checking on him, man. And then Paul Heyman screamed at a referee, like, he's going to kill him. I don't know why they kept checking him, man, because if they would have stopped the match, then he wouldn't have been the champion, you know?
Yeah, seriously. Oh, man. Well, I hope you're ready for the next pay-per-view, because it'll give you a rubber match now.
You don't say.
I mean, but holy shit, man, fucking... Paige actually beat fucking AJ Lee.
Yeah, that went down. I was like, ah.
And because Miz walked.
She got put up. She got put in that fucking submission hold. I was like, don't you tap out.
And she definitely didn't tap out. She got it. She turned it in.
And what the fuck are they doing? That fucking Jack Swagger Rooster shit, man. I'm tired of seeing it.
Yeah, seriously, man.
This time he passes out. Come on, man. You had fucking Rusev fucking crying.
Yeah, man. Like, he was crying at the start of the match and during the match.
Come on, man. He was sitting there crying. And then it stops because he passes out. What did he pass out from?
I don't know.
Come on, he couldn't have been in that much pain.
I don't think he was.
That's some bullshit. I understand whenever, like, you know, Stone Cold fucking passed out from his own blood all over his face and shit.
Yeah, but that was just pathetic.
Just make it stop. All right, just leave it alone, man. Just say fucking Rusev wins. Great. Let's move on.
Man, I bet you anything fucking Swagger's gonna want another match. He's gonna probably lose that one too.
So apparently, since I didn't watch the kickoff show, apparently Rob Van Dam beat Cesaro. I'm glad they put an advertisement up for that match.
Yeah, seriously. I mean, I didn't watch it because I ended up missing it because of work, but yeah.
Well, I mean, we already know who won, since Michael Cole told us during the Lumberjack match.
But I think it's great how, like, during the Lumberjack match, the first two Lumberjacks, they get their asses, they gotta get fucking hit, were Fandango and Bo Dallas.
But to end the match, the Wyatts fucking helped the Shield. What the fuck?
Yeah, man, what the hell is that bullshit? What the fuck were they thinking with that?
And what the hell is Damian Sandow dressed as?
I don't know.
Like a snow hat on and shit?
I seriously don't know. I have no clue.
Because they didn't tell us what he was, so I have no idea what he was.
Maybe, I don't know, maybe a director? Because, I mean, you know, they were...
Didn't look like a director, man. What the hell?
And maybe he was trying to be Steven Spielberg.
I don't fucking know. It was just weird. But yeah, how about that? They gave Ziggler a chance to do something.
Yeah.
Mainly just because they hate The Miz like everybody else.
Pretty much. They're like, here, Ziggler, you win the title, and Miz, get the fuck out.
It's kind of like the same thing. The Miz came back and he won the title. AJ came back and won the title. And then after so long, then boom, they both lose.
Yeah, seriously.
I don't know. I don't mind the AJ versus Paige rivalry, though, man. I mean, at least they make out in the ring and crawl on each other and shit.
That's true. That's very true.
Like, what the hell, man? She's all sexy crawling on her shit and then she kissed her at the end. Like, come on. Who ain't going to enjoy that?
Yeah, seriously.
Although at the beginning of the match, you know, pulling out her extensions, that was a bit harsh.
Hell yeah, man. Literally ripping out her hair.
I was like, man, she ripped out her fucking extensions. That shit gotta hurt.
Even though she can't hear us, I guess we might as well say happy 22nd birthday to Paige.
Yeah, that was the other day. Even JBL said it. That's why she won the title.
Yeah, man, probably. And then she'll probably lose it back to AJ, and AJ will probably lose it back to Paige.
I think she should hold it for a while now.
I think so, too.
She only held it for 48 days. So this time around, I think it should hold it for a while.
That's true.
Say thanks.
You're very welcome. I mean, I think the only thing that was pissing me off was the fact that during the fucking Brie Bella Stephanie McMahon match, my shit kept fucking freezing up and pausing up and shit.
Man, I was late to watch this shit, and it kept fucking going real fast. And stopping. Like, God damn it. Or, yeah, during the Brie Bella versus fucking Stephanie McMahon match, it just froze and then stopped. It's like, God damn it.
Yeah, seriously, man. I hate that.
Then I had to fast forward all the way back to it. Yeah, $9.99, man, but your shit, like, your fucking picture gets all pixelized. If I can fast forwards all by itself, it stops. Freeze. God damn.
I mean, shit, but like, you think with all the money that they're getting for this shit, they'd be able to fix it to where it's not fucking freezing up.
Yeah. You think they'd have this under control by now? This came out, what, February?
Yeah, about there.
Yeah, they should have these little glitches fixed by now.
Yeah, but they don't.
But no, we still have to deal with it going from HD to no HD to fucking fucked up picture.
It's all Angel's fault. We blame it on you, Angel.
Yeah, Angel, it's all your fault. He's probably over there crying, eating a Happy Meal because fucking John Cena lost.
Yeah, he probably is.
He's like, I love you, cheeseburger.
I wanted you to win, John Cena.
At least Cena never gave up. I'm going to buy his fucking towel, because there's like 20 of them.
Yeah, what the fuck?
go buy his towel for like $20, $30. You go buy yourself an AJ Lee beach towel, except it's pink.
But he'd probably, but Angel would probably enjoy it because it's pink.
Actually, it'd be perfect for you, Angel. You know, you're going to be a lifeguard. You're going to need a towel.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I'm sure they won't mind you having a pink one.
You could show it off to all the females you save from drowning. Mainly because you made them drown.
Yeah, seriously.
Now, coming to the ring, representing the dollar menu, John Cena.
Oh, bud. David Angel, when are we going to tell you? Like, how many times are we going to tell you? He doesn't do the FU anymore. It's now the attitude adjustment, or the AA.
It's now the, would you like fries with that?
Seriously.
Yeah, whenever he put on his gay little submission hold, the Brock Lesnar, I was like, man, this motherfucker better not tap out after all that.
Yeah, seriously, bud.
Because John Cena, man, like, he got his ass kicked, and then all of a sudden, he was just fine, you know, throwing some punches and shit, and then he was dead again.
Oh, bud.
It kind of reminded me of, like, the matches that we used to have online on WWE 13.
Yeah. But we'd always die to come back.
We just got our asses kicked the whole time.
And then, of course, there was this one point where, you know, you became a shooting star and dived into the fucking crowd.
But at least we could say that we held it down in that long-ass match and beat them two little cocky little shits that never shut up the whole time.
That's true.
At least we can say we beat them fuckers.
Oh, man.
But all I'm saying is, man, they released all the people in the game, though. And Paige wasn't one of them. She better be a downloadable character, or I'm going to be very angry.
Yeah. Don't make me play Britney Spears.
I mean, for fuck's sake, they got Cameron on the game.
That bitch can't even wrestle.
I'm surprised Eva Marie didn't make the game.
Yeah, man, I went into fucking GameStop yesterday, and dude's like, he goes to me, would you like to upgrade to the Hulk Hogan version? I'm like, no.
Like to upgrade the Hulk Hogan version. Does it look like I want to spend $100 for Hulk Hogan titties on the front of my game case?
Like, seriously, man.
Do I look like I want to spend $100 on that video game?
I was like, nope. I mean, especially the fact I'm already so damn close to fucking paying off this one. Why the fuck do I want that one?
Do you get it? Do you get anything special if you have that version?
Oh, the Hulkamania edition?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Or is it just a different cover?
WWE 2K15, the Hulkamania edition includes exclusive premium packaging, exclusive collectible art card personally signed by Hulk Hogan. Exclusive Funko Hollywood Hulk Hogan vinyl figure. Exclusive piece of authentic ring canvas from Hulk Hogan's Monday Night Raw appearance on March 10th, 2014 in Memphis, Tennessee. Two exclusive playable characters, Hulk Hogan and Hollywood Hulk Hogan. Access to WWE 2K15 global pre-order offer staying available. Playable characters pack. and of course the copy of 2K15 video game.
So that's the only way you get Hulk Hogan? So does that mean we don't have to see Hulk Hogan if we don't buy that version?
I think you still get Hulk Hogan in this one too, but
And I was about to say, yeah, dude, we don't need to see 15 Hulk Hogans in the game.
Yeah, man, like, they have shit that says, you know, actually fucking autographed, like, personally autographed by him and shit.
Yeah, well, that's nice, but $100, though, man, for a fucking video game. I don't know about that. I didn't buy the Undertaker pack when that was out on that one game. I don't know about this one.
Yeah, I'm definitely not going for that one either.
Like the Undertaker one, they had the, you know, the casket, you know, like box and all that, the DVD.
Yeah.
I mean that vinyl toy you just said, the little pop figure. That'd be a rare find.
Yeah, it would be. They can sort the ring canvas as well.
Yes, I guess.
Okay, so apparently also with this one you get two pre-order launch exclusive playable Sting characters.
Yeah, everybody gets that if you pre-order it. You got two decades of Sting, man.
Hell yeah. First time ever Sting will have to be a part of fucking 2K, if it would be a part of anything, don't it be?
That's why you get both of them.
It's going to be awesome having them in there. Doing the fucking Stinger Splash to people.
Doing the reverse DDT. I mean, Scorpion
Death
Drop.
Yeah, man. Hell yeah, bud.
The Sharpshooter, I mean, Scorpion Deathlock.
Oh, man, it's going to be awesome.
And his custom theme that WWE gave him?
Yeah, seriously.
At least he got his Titantron going on, though, from the looks of the entrance that was on YouTube.
Yeah, it looks it so far. But we'll find out when we actually get the game.
I just want to know what they're going to do with the Wyatt family entrance.
I don't even know.
Like, that's the main reason people are buying it this year. The Wyatts, Paige, and Sting.
Yeah, well, Paige, like you said, Paige better be a fucking downloadable character.
Exactly. Watch Bo Dallas be a downloadable character, too.
God. If that's the case, I'll definitely cheat.
Cheat. You gotta cheat to beat Bo Dallas.
No, I mean, more the fact that I'll just do it as a fucking two-player and then put the second controller to the side and start beating the shit out of him.
That's ridiculous, Havoc. See, you gotta at least play the computer.
Well, true, and I will.
Because if you can't beat the computer, and I don't know, man. Put it on, like, very easy if you have to.
Yeah, I could probably do that.
These people better put some NXT people in this bitch.
Let's see. They got Xavier Woods.
Man, fuck him.
He's the only one from the NXT they got so far.
Yeah, that's so stupid. That's because he made the roster, the main roster.
Let's see. Ah, good. Okay, so yeah, never mind. You don't get Hulk Hogan with this one. It's just the Hulkamania edition that you get him with.
So we don't have to see Hulk Hogan if we don't buy that version?
Correct.
Oh, shit. Did I give you somebody else instead?
Nope. I don't know. We'll find out.
I'm fine with not having to see Hulk Hogan. I mean, I like Hulk Hogan and all, but, like, he's been in too many fucking games.
Yeah, he has. They're going to throw out Kevin Nash. They got Kevin Nash in that shit.
I don't know why they even have him.
I don't know.
Or why they even have Tamina. What the fuck does she do?
Absolutely nothing.
What does she do since, you know, she got into the WWE?
Yeah, she lost the page more than once.
She did what?
Lost the page more than once.
Lost the page, wow. She deserves to be on the game then.
Yeah.
But not Paige.
Oh, bud.
Maybe they'll even include Emma.
Maybe.
Since we got to deal with fucking Del Rio, and he's gone now.
Yeah, seriously. Unfortunately, Del Rio is in the game.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
And why the fuck is Batista in the game?
I have no idea about that either. Why the hell is Tyson Kidd on the fucking game?
I don't know.
What the hell does he do? All he does is fuck shit up.
Seriously. But what's funny is the fact that Triple H is not a part of the game.
Not yet, anyway.
Never mind, yes he is.
You can't just make a game and not have Triple H.
So I guess that means we can reform Evolution in the game.
Couldn't we do that in the last game?
Yeah, but this time, you know, we could have it Evolution versus Roman Reigns. 3-on-1 handicap match.
3-on-1. Even though Evolution's 4 people, but...
Well, technically, yeah.
Because Ric Flair's in the game, too.
Okay, so then there you go. Do a 4-on-1. All 4 versus Roman Reigns.
You can't do that match, though. Can you have a 4-on-1 match?
I don't know. I hope so.
Yeah, that's all Havoc's going to be doing. 4-on-1 matches.
Yep, and beating the shit out of Roman Reigns the entire time.
And then he's going to go on the creations thing online and download the same people that are already on the game.
And I ain't, man, I'm not like those motherfuckers that do that shit.
Let's go make all these people again. Yeah.
But I think I will bring back the fucking green thing I made in fucking 2K14 and 2K13. Yeah. But so I'm guessing those chicks had in the crowd something with Ronda Rousey must have fucking custom made shirts.
I don't know, but she's a wide fan.
Well, no, because I saw the two chicks that were with her that had a shirt that said I'm a Paul Heyman girl.
No, dude, I think they actually have those shirts.
I don't know, cause I'm looking on, Because
what's her face? Bri Olson has one of those shirts.
Then those are probably just, like, exclusive to, like, shows then, probably. They don't have it up on the, shop here.
Man, that damn shop is out of control. Even with 20% off, shit is expensive.
Man, I could have told you that one.
So, well, the day before that, you know, when you didn't see the deal going on, it was a buy a shirt, get one 50% off or whatever again.
I think I prefer the buy one, get one free.
Yeah, maybe it was that deal. It was either that one or the 50% off one.
Because if it's buy one, get one free, now that's a good deal.
Yeah. Well, that always happens whenever nobody's ever paying attention or we're broke.
Pretty much, yeah.
And on top of that, they really don't have anything to buy. I was looking at their new shirts that they have, and they all pretty much suck.
Yeah, which is why I ended up buying me a CD last night.
Oh, yeah, did you buy the Stephanie shirt, too? The one that says Steph, Steph, Steph.
No, no, no.
What CD did you buy?
Bought Dark Half Chapters.
Let's see.
For, what was that, I think, $9?
There you go. And you won't even buy the Dark Lotus album.
No, I'm going to be buying that. Definitely.
Buys Dark Half. People that are way down there. But forget about the big people.
Yeah, I remember, I mean, shit, the fucking CD was cheap. $7 plus $2.50 shipping.
There you go.
See, at least we're fucking Gorehop, a.k.a. also known as LFP. At least they don't charge up the ass for fucking shipping. I like, you know, Hatchet Gear.
Like Hatchet Gear. They don't charge up the ass, really. They just
don't send you your shit.
They either don't send you your shit or they send you your shit and it's fucked up.
Yeah. And then the fucking code you get, you can't even use.
Yeah. And then they tell you they don't expire and then they expire.
Yeah, like, what the fuck?
Why don't you just tell us the truth?
Yeah, and then they end up making friends with people such as Ghetto G.
Yeah, you hear that, Jason? Jason Weber.
Oh, but this is nuts.
And it's because of him I had to buy my Dark Lotus album elsewhere.
Yeah, pretty much.
But I'm okay with that because I can make sure it's okay before I buy it.
or you can do like you did last time, go to fucking Best Buy. What was it? The Hell Yeah CD that gave all cracked or something? All cracked.
Yeah,
shit.
That's Best Buy, man. They're ridiculous with their stocking the shelves. Yeah, but the only place that's going to have that Reindeer Games, the Killjoy Club CD is FYE.
Well, that's bullshit, because there's only FYE years in Waterbury.
Well, then, of course, you know, Hatchet Gear and all the other shit. What I'm saying, I looked it up on Best Buy, it didn't come up on there.
Yeah, I'm not going to be ordering anything off of Hatchet Gear.
Well, I mean, you can probably get it off of Amazon or, you know, some shit like it.
Yeah.
iTunes. Straight out of DK.
Well, yeah, definitely straight out of DK. Shit, at least then you get it for free.
Exactly. But it's still getting the CD.
Angel, are you going to wake up over there or are you still playing with your group?
Your gloop?
Group. I don't know why it's a gloop for, but I meant to say group.
I don't fucking know.
I think we should play some Britney Spears.
Why?
Because it's funny.
All right, because you're a horrible plane.
Just lose out, better get up. toinen.
Hei Ople, ennen kuin sä lähet, niin kato mitä mä toin sulla.
Jumala, oot hyvän näköinen. Eiks tää oo siis...
On, on, sixpacki, kyllä.
Vähän sä tois tarvinnut, hyvä mies. Sä oot siis, meil on takevia.
Niin, niin, ota aamu.
And we're back. What's going on there, demon?
What, I completely sucked.
Right now I'm dealing with people. I swear, when you run a minute, you run a minute of a page, it's like, wow, they keep on. They run through their minutes. I can't stand that shit.
Today, Junior.
So, Ghetto Max, I take it you enjoyed that version of Pretty Spears.
No, that fucking sucked.
Oh, man.
And, what the hell is Cesaro coming out on his entrance trying to look like Taz?
I don't know.
Came walking out with a towel on his head. What the fuck is this?
I saw that.
And then, like, it wouldn't stay down because some air's blowing on him for some reason.
Cesaro. Fuck. You feel it being Taz.
And then RVD's probably just staring at him like he was, like, dude, you aren't Taz, man.
Seriously, man, what the fuck was that? How'd you feel about your hero John Cena losing his title?
About time. Then again, I couldn't miss it because I was doing my own wrestling.
What?
I missed the fucking wrestling, but I was doing my own fucking wrestling.
Do you want to elaborate on that?
I saw, you know, my wrestling I do part-time? Yeah,
no.
I was too fucking busy.
No, I don't know this wrestling that you do part-time.
Cleveland Wrestling Alliance.
Oh, yeah? Were you wrestling? Were you in a match?
I'm a bouncer.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You don't wrestle. Ha! Cesaro did a version of the fucking Rolling Thunder. How about that?
Okay. Yeah, but you know that's one of the good things about WWE Network. I remember kids, you could get it for $9.99 a month.
Are you really gonna do that though? I mean, for fuck's sake, they had Hulk Hogan come out at the start of the pay per view and promote it.
What I'm saying is, just remember, you can go to the WWE Network. If you missed a kickoff or SummerSlam, you can watch it all. You can watch it again.
Yeah, well, sometimes, you know, they don't usually play the kickoff, you know, like when they first started this.
Yeah, I noticed. Well, I didn't notice that because of the fact, you know, I missed it.
Just like how I was missing the beginning of this pay-per-view and shit. And I was like, man, I'm really glad I'm not paying $60 for this.
Seriously, bud.
And I can go back and watch it whenever I want. So that was a plus on me missing the start of it. What the hell is that new shirt? I'm a me moop.
What the fuck?
That's what that dude's shirt says, and that's what the guy next to him sign says.
You're meatloaf. What the fuck?
No, like M-E-E-P and then M-O-O-P.
The fuck is that supposed to be?
Meat moop?
What's a meat moop?
I don't fucking know.
What the fuck is a meat moop? What? Huh?
The same reason the red-hatted guy and the guy that wears a smiley face shirt are sitting pretty damn close to each other this time around. They both made the event. They're both sitting in the same area.
Oh, God. Yeah, they don't need that.
And it was funny, the guy in the front row that was a Cena fan, whenever the referee counted to three, he was like, oh my God.
I bet you think he's gonna come out tomorrow night instead of whining that he lost.
But you see, this wasn't as shocking as whenever The Undertaker lost.
Yeah, this is true. What, Angel, did you say hey? Hey what? Hey for horses.
No, my heart won't help about it. So anything good, anything surprising? Minus, I know the Brock Lesnar won. Anything surprising? I missed the fucking pay-per-view.
Well,
John Cena's girlfriend turned heel.
For implants, how much you want to bet for fucking implants?
Are you listening to my conversation earlier on here? Because I said that.
That's possible. How much you want? How much you want Bayley to come out tomorrow and start whining? One day his girlfriend turns.
Yeah, like always.
And probably trying to say Brock Lesnar cheated. He almost killed me.
Well, I hope he turns heel in the process, though. That's to fucking change it up.
Yeah, right.
Please. Man. The only time he's ever been heel was when he first came into WWE trying to be a rapper with fucking Paul Buchanan back when he was on his B2. And that failed miserably.
And then he joined the Right to Censor.
Yeah, seriously.
Or wait, hold on. Maybe he was with Boss Man and then he was with Right to Censor.
Yeah, he was with, that's how it was. It was, Hawkman, Virgin Center, and then he came back with John Cena.
Oh.
Then he came back a couple years later. I mean, years later, like 7 to 10 years later.
Yeah, they brought him back. Why did they bring him back, though?
The fail.
No, for the Mick Foley bullshit.
Yeah. Okay.
As I said, the fail.
What the hell? Cesaro brought the referee over to the announce table. What is this?
I don't know. Why the hell is the girl there?
Okay.
How about that, Ghetto? Okay, and Victoria said that she fucking hates her life, and me and you both liked it.
How about that?
That ain't none of my business.
Wait. The funny thing about that is, even her own boyfriend liked it.
Of course he did.
Wow, now that's fucked up.
Sounds about right. Why exactly does she hate her life? She just got a new car. She got a new phone.
Yeah, right. She's got big titties. She's got a fat ass.
She's got big titties.
But don't know why she hates her life.
I don't know.
We all be having our moments. We all hate our fucking life. That's life.
Well, let's see. We can't blame it on John Cena losing because of the fact that happened. She posted that shit 8 hours ago.
Yeah. I know. That was earlier today.
But, yeah, other than that, no clue.
But speaking of that that annoying bitch that you kicked off, I see she learned a new song.
Yeah.
But seriously, speaking of people, shoot, we had like 10 fucking guests today. Like 10. I mean, yeah.
For it means yeah.
But guests, we got guests.
Guests up in what?
Up in the room.
J.R.
There was 10 people here today?
So
yeah,
to speak,
yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Now, who were they?
Okay,
we don't fucking
time.
Know.
It was probably them damn trolls again.
It probably is.
For all we know, that could have been fucking Kitty.
Kitty, you mean Kitten, motherfucker, that dumb bitch. Fuck out of here.
That dumb bitch.
Hey, that's something we both. Hey, oh no, Joe, that's something we can all agree on, though.
Well, she was nice when she was here. She didn't really do anything bitchy.
Yeah, 24 hours later, D friend. I'm looking at this like, what the fuck
man,
do we do?
That's just Facebook, man. That's just clicking a button. It's not like she's like, fuck you, and then deleted us.
Yeah, it was bullshit, though. We were kind to her.
I guess.
Yeah, like I did anything wrong. I sent her the sweets.
Yeah. You're the only person we have to blame here, Angel.
Yeah.
But that's
then
all
again,
right.
A great man once said, another one bites the dust.
And another one gone. Another one bites
the dust. Duh. Da-da-da. You even got that song, Havoc?
Oh.
Damn.
But I think someone should do a fucking cover of that song.
I'm sure somebody did.
I mean, like Boondocks and them, they should do a cover of it.
Yeah, I don't see that ever happening.
I can imagine Buddha and ABK doing that shit. Nah.
Did you just call him Buddha?
Huda.
Huda.
Budapest.
Hooty hoo!
But what a hell of a day, though. My legs are fucking killing me. Shoot. Doing a little bit of practice rounds in the fucking ring. Hanging out with fucking Necro.
Yeah, we know who he is.
And there should be a lot of family up in those damn jails. No fucking joke.
And, okay, Ms. Looney's short as all hell, too.
Yeah.
Because I'm seeing the picture of her with Kane Hodder, and, dude, that motherfucker towels over her. Like, crazy.
Damn, you late as hell on seeing that photo.
Yeah, pretty much.
Fuck you, Ben.
I don't fucking know. I've been somewhere.
And Jerry Lee, the air show, loves staring at that ass.
Staring at who's ass?
Jerry.
The fuck is Jerry?
The only one, Jerry the King.
Oh, you know, there's Jerry the King Lawler, there's Jerry Springer.
Yeah, Jerry the King fucking
And if you talk about him staring at fucking Paige's ass, that's old news.
I know.
Hey, I'm off from work. Right, Tuesday.
You and the other one. Same.
Hey, this is going to be a weird week. Work today, off Monday. Work Tuesday, off Wednesday. Work Thursday, off Friday. Work Saturday.
All right, then.
So it's going to be fucking a weird day. Good week. But at least I got to rock my new kicks today.
Your new John Cena shoes.
Fuck out of here, man. My new fucking champ.
With the John Cena logo.
Yeah, no. Fuck out of here.
He was walking around like the champ is not here.
Not here. Well, hey, what you? Yeah, obvious. I'm gonna smack you.
Sorry, I'm just stretching.
Let's see who goes. Did you all know ICP is of Christian faith? No, really?
When I go MIA for the day, all crazy shit happens. I look at this like, are you fucking serious?
Are you fucking serious?
Yeah, seriously.
Life is good when you don't have to look at stupid groups.
Shoot, I wish I had that option.
You can. You see that nice little button that says delete group?
I don't want it. The thing is, if I don't want to do it.
Yeah, then you'd have nothing to do.
Yeah.
He'd be sitting there crying. What am I supposed to do? Why did I delete that group?
How the hell am I going to delete that group? That's a lot of people to delete.
You don't have to delete them if you just delete the group. They all disappear too.
I'm going to get the group no matter what. I'm running a business.
A business? Oh yeah? Where's the money for it?
Trust me, we're investing, and we just keep that shit all in the shadows. But we do making moves.
Investing? Oh, yeah. In years, you might have some money.
So true.
Yeah. I should never slam myself on that fucking mat. Fuck.
What you do with your other men is your business.
No, I'm talking about not what I meant. I don't know.
And I'm gonna watch this fucking Brie Bella versus Stephanie McMahon match again.
surprisingly, Stephanie can actually wrestle.
Yeah, despite the crowd chanting, you can't wrestle.
What the hell do you mean? What do you mean they were chanting, you still got it?
Oh, I could have sworn they were chanting, you can't wrestle.
No, they were definitely chanting, you still got it.
Okay.
The terrible version of the yes lock.
Yeah, seriously.
Here comes good old Triple H.
Yeah, seriously. It's because he didn't want his wife to lose the match.
There's always a plan B.
Yeah, really. Dude, that was all going fucking fast and shit.
Yeah, see, that's what it did the whole time I was watching.
Hey, look, Stephanie got her face in some pussy. Twin pussy.
Yeah, man. Yeah, she had her face all there.
Hell yeah, bud.
Lucky.
Man, definitely. I wouldn't mind having my fucking face dirty as some twin pussy right there. That's her own sister. Nikki just knocked out her sister. Shut up, Cole. We're trying to enjoy a match.
Now we're going to have Bella versus Bella. Uh-oh.
Didn't they already do this one time before?
I think so.
I could have sworn the Bellas that had a match against each other once before.
I don't know. It's not going to go too far, though.
Yeah, no, it's not.
I mean, that would explain why they have two different T-shirts.
Seriously. Free mode.
And fearless.
And
I am not afraid to get implants in my whole body. I want implants everything.
Yeah, butt implants, pussy implants.
Do something about my damn face already.
Yeah. Get rid of my pimple already.
Like they work everything out to look nice and shit, and then her face is just like, oh.
Yeah, seriously, but like her face is just like, makes you want to puke.
Leave her in blood, urine, and vomit.
That's an absolutely terrible fucking version of the Yes Lock, though.
Yeah.
He just comes back laughing. Quiet this entire time and then just laughing.
Not paying attention. What
you
the heck?
You sold out.
Figured I sold
yeah, really.
Out. Bully. What the fuck is going on with fucking Bully Ray?
Do you know who I am?
Damn it, boy. No.
I am Bubba Ray.
Oh, man.
How much you want to bet you might go back to WWE? How much you want to fucking bet?
Why would they do that? They just brought the Hardy Boys back, and then who are they going to feud with in TNA?
Yeah, really.
Well, look what I brought. No.
And then, of course, Nikki looks like she's about ready to cry and shit.
Man, she ain't gonna cry. She can't cry. Her face is frozen.
Oh, that Botox. The greatest couple in the world.
The what?
According to JBL, Triple H and Stephanie are the greatest couple in the world.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Yeah. Shit, the greatest couple in the world. Who? I think I've been the greatest couple in the world.
No.
Nah, I'm saying about who. That damn bitch from fucking Pirates of the Caribbean. And that one other dude.
Wait, who's the... Who is?
You know, the one from V from Bandana. The one with the accent and the what? Not Johnny Depp, the other... That other motherfucker. Captain Will Turner.
What do you mean?
Captain Will Turner? The... No.
That's in the Caribbean. Or the weirdest couple, the dude from Beef and Vendetta and that same bitch.
Near you.
And I love it when people are going to say that they're personal friends with ICP.
What are you talking about, man? I hang out with them all the time.
I know. Look at this, like, you motherfucker.
I mean, shit, man. We went down to Gore's barbecue together.
Yeah. If I'm going to do that, I might as well start the fucking Necro.
Gore's superstar.
A man was trained. The fuck? Man, they got this stupid commercial for fucking Tino's Bold with that dude Mama's Boy, whatever the fuck he is.
Oh, yeah, speaking of which, man, I want to fucking have an entrance coming out of a fucking microwave.
Well, unfortunately, but I think that's already taken by, Angel.
I want to come out of fucking microwave, dude. What the hell?
Oh. Let me tell you what I got in my microwave.
I love you, Mama!
Nothing.
There we go! It's the microwave entrance!
The microwave? What the fuck?
Man, if you watch 12 Gates Summer Slam, you know what we're talking about.
I'm sure they'll show it on Raw.
Man, they probably will. My question is, why the fuck do they call him Mama's Boy? The fuck?
Rice and corned beef. Say, where's the corned beef?
I mean, that's what I mean, rice and corned beef.
Well, Here we go with the treatment. Here we go with Roman Reigns about to win a match.
No, I hate that match. I thought it was going to be a good match. What are you doing, Orton?
Seriously.
You're going to get the old Randy Orton back. We can get anything old back. Same old Randy Orton. Losing matches.
Yeah, where the fuck's the Viper at? The Apex Predator. The one that, you know, always punted people in the head.
Man, that's what he needed to do.
No. He didn't do it. He failed.
Miserably.
Which is why I think I should just skip this match.
Yeah, that was the worst match. Everything else was good, though.
Yeah. And then, bam, they give us this. Where he was talking about being the old Lotus. Yeah, old Lotus. The old
Brodus?
I said Lotus.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Brodus Clay. I was like, what?
Nah, America, I was going to say the old Viper. But then I saw someone post Lotus. I was like, the old Lotus.
Speaking of Lotus, man, stepped out of my house earlier today and my fucking whole street was covered, swarming with fucking Jehovah's Witnesses and shit. I was like, man, when they attack like a swarm. Like, man, the whole fucking street. I was like, the fuck is this?
Seriously.
And then my sister came back, man, and she was like, man, that one guy got me. He's walking all slow. that old guy didn't even bother giving me anything, man. I was like, fuck this.
Oh, bud. You know, I'm just waiting for fucking Roman Reigns to want to, you know, just fall down the fucking stairs.
Well, the way that people push him around and touch him and shit when he comes down, man, I'm surprised he doesn't fall down the stairs.
Yeah, really. It's funny how fucking the WWE stole Spider-Man's logo and given it to Roman Reigns.
Yeah, really. What the hell is that?
I mean, come on, man. What the fuck? He ain't Spider-Man. Why the fuck does he have a damn spider?
Sure, there have been more along the lines of Superman.
Yeah. Yes, it should have. But no, they gave him Spider-Man.
Yeah, because that makes sense.
So does that mean instead of calling it the Superman Punch, we have to call it the Spider-Man Punch now?
You might as well call it the fucking Falcor Punch.
It's called the Ballerina Punch.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's right. I forgot about that. I think it's funny how, Orton's still fucking taller than fucking Roman Reigns.
The Viper Randy Orton.
Was not here tonight.
Did not show up this evening.
Instead it was punk ass bitch Orton who got beat by fucking Roman Reigns.
Yeah. Got beat by the fucking spear.
I mean, seriously. If you wanted him to lose to a spear, they should have just brought back Edge and had Edge spear him.
Yeah, no.
Or bring back Goldberg and have Goldberg spear him.
Yeah, there you go.
A Roman Reigns? No. Shut up, Cole. I'm flipping this match.
Damn.
Because I don't want to make it a fact Orton was embarrassing during this entire match.
Yeah, and it was a complete letdown.
Yep. I want to see fucking Johnson get his ass kicked and die.
And he did.
Yeah, more than one. With fucking Heyman screaming, he's gonna kill him!
Yeah, that match was funny as hell.
Oh, man.
Because at one point, Brock Lesnar was standing behind him, and Cena was all dazed. He's all like, where are you? Like, he really said that shit. Like, motherfucker, you know he's behind you. Come on.
Well, at least now we know SummerSlam's going to be in New York, South New Jersey next year.
Like anybody cares.
Yeah, seriously.
Mm-hmm.
But it's closer to Havoc now, though.
Yeah. Maybe I'll find a way to go.
Go to SummerSlam, Havoc. Get your tickets now.
And if I see Roman Reigns coming down the ramp, coming down the stairs, I'll just stick my feet out and trip him.
And I get thrown out of the building.
You know what? It'd be worth it.
Only if he gets hurt.
Man, falling down all those stairs, I'm sure he'd get hurt somehow, some way.
Well, you know, people trip, they don't always, you know, fall all the way, you know. Maybe just a
True.
Little bit. Like, when you trip, do you just fall all the way down? Or do you try to catch yourself?
I try to catch myself, unless you're a big-ass son of a bitch. You just, like, go with a fucking flow.
What are you talking about, man? I try to catch myself, and I'm a big-ass motherfucker.
Yeah, seriously.
Same.
But sometimes you just can't help it. So you just
Exactly.
Power for Brock Lesnar to kill John Cena.
Yeah, dude, that would have been funny as hell if the 30 seconds of that match, he would have pinned him right there. That would have been great.
Yeah, really.
Be Sheamus versus Bryan all over again.
Great, now they're showing us back in 2012 when Lesnar killed him the first time.
Yeah, I love how they make all the bloody parts black and white, because that makes
it
okay.
Yeah, what the fuck is that bullshit?
During the PG era, it's all right if it's black and white. And how come now they could say bitch?
I don't know.
They can't say that every other preview they showed for the Bella and McMahon match.
Yeah, I noticed that.
But then all of a sudden it was bitch, bitch, bitch. Really?
Yeah. Look at everybody's faces on all in a state of shock. Take a loss.
Yeah, dude. That really killed the vibe of that pay-per-view.
Yeah, it really did.
It was just like, what the fuck?
Yeah, then they also had, you know, that had a surprised look on their face when Cena lost would be the kids.
Yeah,
you know.
all the kids were like, woo. And I'm just sitting there laughing. It's like, ah.
I swear, man, they better not make it to where fucking Cena gets like another fucking title shot.
Well, that's already going to happen. We already know this.
Yeah, but he doesn't need to be a 16-time champion.
Yeah. Go tell Ric Flair to go beat him up.
Yeah.
With a woolock. He's going to go woo-woo-woo.
The woolock. Or we could just call that the figure four.
Yeah.
Deathlock.
Yeah, man, but that's... But yeah, Gilby, like, you're all right, though. It's funny how, like, they had John Cena as black and white because he was bleeding, but everything else is in color.
Yeah, see? They do that every time somebody's bleeding.
They need to stop doing that. There he goes again. Black and white. Black and white. There we go. It's funny because fucking Cena had like a bit of blood on his shoulder, but they didn't black and white that shit out though.
Uh oh.
They're slipping. Not here. The champ is no longer here. He's dead.
He's been put on the back burner.
Yeah, seriously. Hopefully for good.
He now works the night shift at McDonald's.
Are we kidding? Now he works the day, mid shift, and night shift at McDonald's.
Only in Slam City.
Oh, man. I think I'm going to go watch this match. I think we'll pass
Wonderful.
Out.
Goodbye.
Peace. Peace.